Week 4, Tuesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Before we end our day, O Lord, we make this prayer to you, that you continue in your love to guard your people here. Give us this night untroubled rest, and build our strength anew, your splendour driving far away all darkness of the foe. Our hearts desire to love you, Lord. Watch over while we sleep, that when the new day dawns on high we may your praises sing. All glory be to you, O Christ, who save mankind from death, to share with you the Father's love, and in the Spirit live. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Psalm 136. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Sion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captives, for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Sion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. Psalm 137. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honour. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honour. A reading from Colossians 3. Christ's message in all its richness must live in your hearts. Teach and instruct each other with all wisdom, sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs to God with thanksgiving in your hearts. Responsory: You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand forever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Intercessions. Christ taught us to set our hearts on the kingdom of God and on its justice. In that kingdom, all that we need will be given to us. Until then, we pray, Your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are those who know their need of God. Lead us to seek your face in purity of heart. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are those who work for no reward, those who suffer for what is right. Comfort them with your presence. Lighten their burden. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are the gentle, those who show mercy and forgive. They shall know your forgiveness at the end of time. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, those who reconcile conflict and hate. They are indeed sons and daughters of God. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Bring consolation to all who mourn the dead. May they share the blessed hope of all who have died in the peace of Christ. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. As we pray before you, Lord, we ask you in your mercy for the grace always to ponder in our hearts what we proclaim with our lips. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.